From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin invites Greek business people to invest in Nusantara. Minister Tri Risma Hari ini asks footing accommodation for disabled people. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin on Friday invited Greek business persons to invest in the development of Indonesia's new capital, Nusantara, in East Kalimantan. He extended the invitation during a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister of Greece, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, at Maximus Mansion Athens on Friday local time. As reported by Antara, according to him, he also invites Greece to invest in the development of the capital city Nusantara. Ma'ruf Amin arrived at the mansion, which is the Greek Prime Minister's office, on the third day of his visit to Greece. Through the visit, he aimed to strengthen and increase bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and Greece, including in the economic sector. Social Affairs Minister Tri Risma Hari ini on Friday requested the General Election Commissions to provide accommodation for disabled people who will vote in the 2024 general elections. During her visit to Palembang, South Sumatra, she emphasized the importance of the commission providing facilities for disabled individuals to enable their participation in the election. According to Risma Hari ini, the government has been discussing this since last year. However, the government can only make requests as it is not the organizers. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi emphasized the need to end cruelty in Gaza during a meeting with British Foreign Secretary David Cameron in London on Wednesday. The meeting between several foreign ministers of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation members, Indonesia, Palestine, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, Nigeria, and Turkey, and the Secretary General of the Arab League and Cameron, was aimed at gathering support to resolve the crisis in Gaza. As reported by Antara, according to Retno Marsudi, she conveyed that what is happening in Gaza has crossed the line and is completely unacceptable if viewed from any perspective and from any values of standards. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin and Greek Foreign Affairs Minister Georgios Gerapetridis discussed efforts to further strengthen bilateral relations between Indonesia and Greece ahead of the 75th anniversary of the establishment of relations in 2024. According to Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, there are economic agreements that need to be further explored, considering that Greece was one of the first countries that recognized Indonesia's sovereignty in 1949. Hence, Indonesia and Greece have been maintaining relations for almost 75 years. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Over 3 dozen Palestinian prisoners returned home to a hero's welcome in the occupied West Bank on Friday following their release from Israeli prisons as part of a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. As reported by ArabNews.com, the procession of freed prisoners some accused of minor offenses and others convicted in attacks at a checkpoint outside of Jerusalem stalked massive crowd of Palestinians into a chanting, clapping, hand-waving, and screaming frenzy. An innovative experimental flying boat of NASA's Psyche missions just hit its first major milestones by successfully carrying out the most distant demonstration of laser communication. The tech demo could 1 year help NASA missions probe deeper into space and uncover more discoveries about the origin of the universe. As reported by CNN.com, launched in mid-October, Psyche is currently en route to catch humanity's first glimpse of a metal asteroid between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. Last item, according to a new National Assembly resolution, Vietnam targets GDP growth of 6.5% per capita income of $1,700 next year. As reported by vovworld.vn, at 8, Chairman Phuong Dinh Hu on Friday signed a decision to issue the resolution on the socio-economic development plan for 2024 adopted earlier this month. Vietnam will continue to prioritize pushing economic growth associated with consolidating and maintaining macroeconomic stability, controlling inflation, and ensuring major balance of the economy. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first news in the news from across Indonesia comes from Central Maluku Regency, Maluku Province. Head of the Indonesian Cultural Preservation Center Region 20, Dodi Wiranto, on Wednesday in Ambon stated that Banda Neira, Central Maluku Regency, will be designated as the Old City of Neira Cultural Heritage Area. According to him, there are several cultural heritage sites in Banda Neira that the central government, through the Directorate of Protection of the Directorate General of Culture, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology, declared it worthy of being designated as an area with the name Otneira City. He said that culture heritage sites in Banda include the Banda Mini Palace, which was the former VOC government office in Banda Neira, Fort Belgica, Fort Nassau, and the houses of exile of national heroes Bung Hatta and Dr. Cipto Mangunkusumo. In the plan to become a cultural heritage area, geodetic mapping will be carried out. The next news comes from Merangin Regency, Jambi Province. The Merangin Regency Government, Jambi Province, provides training for dozens of natural tourism guides exploring caves to support the progress of the local tourism sector. Merangin Region's official, Mukti, in Jambi Tuesday said that this training was attended by 40 cave tour guides from various sub-districts. He emphasized that local tour guides are required to have a professional and responsible attitude in managing and developing the world of tourism. Various cave tourism options in Merangin include Sengering Cave, Tiangko, Sengayau Caves in Sungai Pinang Village, the Kunyit Cave Area in Barunalu Village, Petekun Hamlet, which is better known as Petekun Cave. Apart from training for cave exploration tour guides, support for the development of tourism sector in Merangin has also been provided by the local district government through training for mountain tour guides to increase the knowledge of tour guides regarding planning and safety for mountain climbing. Mukti emphasized that as a region with various natural tourist destinations, it is hoped that the development efforts carried out will be able to encourage the regional economy and society by increasing services and tourist visits. The last item in the news from across Indonesia comes from Jakarta. The Jakarta provincial government has declared itself a friendly city for scientists who are interested in coming to conduct research on sites, historical objects, and cultural heritage. Head of Jakarta Provincial Culture Service, Iwan Wardana in Jakarta Monday said this was because scientists have the ability to help the provincial government find historical relics or prove the truth of history in Jakarta. He explained that Jakarta is rich, has a rich history and diverse culture, but there are still many historical remains that have not been explored and known to the wider community, including Onrus Island. He hopes that research by domestic and foreign scientists can increase public knowledge about history and culture in Jakarta. Through this announcement, he hopes that Jakarta can become a historical and cultural tourist destination that attracts scientists from all over the world to come and conduct research. That was news from across Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event of 25th November 1963. The funeral of U.S. President John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy was the 35th President of the United States, who served from January 1961 until he was assassinated in 1963 in Dallas, Texas. He was buried with a procession of military honors at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia on 25th November 1963, citing from History.com. Tens of millions of viewers watched John Kennedy's funeral procession on television. From the White House, there was 19 heads of state and government, as well as high-level representatives from 92 other countries walking behind the horse-drawn coffin towards the cathedral. Let's move to the Teacher's Day, which is commemorated every 25th November in Indonesia. In Indonesia, November 25th is commemorated as National Teacher's Day. The establishment of National Teacher's Day was established through Presidential Decree No. 8 of 1994. This celebration not only reflects appreciation for the dedication of educators, but is also closely related to the founding of the Indonesian Teachers Association. Initially, teachers during the Dutch East Indies government were united in a forum called the Dutch East Indies Teachers Association. The teachers' union was founded in 1912, is to protest pay inequality among teachers from diverse backgrounds. Then PGHB changed its name to the Indonesian Teachers Association in 1932. After the proclamation of independence in 1945, PGI held a congress marking the formation of the Indonesian Teachers Association on 25th November 1945 in Surakarta. PGRI was born in an tense atmosphere when the British Army bombed RRI Surakarta. Despite this, teachers remain united with three main goals: defending of the Republic of Indonesia, improving the quality of education, and defending the rights and fate of workers. And finally, we end today in history with the event of 1984, Band Aid recorded a song to raise money for Ethiopia. Boomtown Rat singer Bob Geldof initiated to record a song to raise funds for Ethiopian famine victims. Dozens of Britons George Michael, Le Bon and Bono, Sting recorded together on 25th November 1984 at Sarm West Studios, London. Other musicians and singers who also recorded are Geldof, Ure, David Bowie, Phil Collins, Paul McCartney, Status Quo, Bananarama, Paul Weller. Under the name Band Aid, they sang Do They Know It's Christmas? Written by Bob Geldof, the vocal track was complete in one 24-hour marathon session, then marketed a few days later and credited it to Band Aid, thanks to a massive campaign, including on BBC Radio. Do They Know It's Christmas? Shot to number one hit in the UK.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesian government collaborates with Australia to strengthen electric vehicle ecosystem. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment at Interim, Erick Thohir, signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Australian Minister of Industry and Science at HASIC to establish a bilateral collaboration mechanism to advance electric vehicles in Jakarta on Thursday. Erick Thohir said that this collaboration was the result of international trust in the potential for developing the electric vehicle industry in Indonesia. He said the collaboration was also in line with the Indonesian government's commitment to encouraging the acceleration of electric vehicles during the current energy transition. With the country's population currently almost reaching 280 million, electric vehicles could be a solution to a number of environmental problems and maintain national energy security. He added that the government has taken a position and must continue to encourage the development of electric vehicles so that not only is it a country that produces electric vehicles, but Indonesia also has a large market. Erick Thohir is optimistic that development of the electric vehicle industry will have a big impact on Indonesia, one of which is on economic growth. He believes that this will also make a big contribution in encouraging the opening of new job opportunities for the community. Meanwhile, previously, in a meeting with Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of Indonesia, Pahala Nugraha, Australian Minister of Industry and Science at HASIC emphasized that the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding was Australia's commitment to collaborate on electric vehicle batteries. This is an implementation of the agreement between President Joko Widodo and Prime Minister Anthony Albanese at the annual leaders' meeting in July 2023. That was My Indonesia Today.
Sungguh terjadi bagaikan mimpi. Lihat aku terpikat pada seorang dewi. Bagaimana caranya dapatkan dia? Ku manusia biasa. Suatu darinya, selain dan sutra miliknya, itulah hatinya. Kulihat, aku terpikat, ku yakin kau ku dapat. Inilah kisah cinta. Kau ku dapat.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Yogyakarta is known for its diverse natural attractions. One of them is the existence of amazing beach, namely Slili Beach. The beach has another name as Watu Lawang Beach. It is located on Krakal Beach Road, Tepus, Gunung Kidul, Special Region of Yogyakarta, and it is about 70 kilometers from the center of Yogyakarta City. Listener, Slili Beach has a beautiful view that is suitable to visit during holidays because this beach is decorated with many large rocks and towering cliffs. Besides, the review of the white sandy beach combined with the blue sea also adds to the beauty of this amazing beach. The waves at Slili Beach tend to be calm and suitable for visitors who want to play in the water on the shore. Watching the sunrise and sunset from Slili Beach can also be the right choice because the view is very pleasing to the eyes. Listener, to enjoy the beauty of Slili Beach, you must pay the entrance ticket first. By paying for this ticket, apart from being able to visit Slili Beach, you can also visit 9 other beaches in the area. For you who bring personal vehicles, parking fees will be charged according to the type of vehicle. Moreover, there are some other interesting activities that can be done while at Slili Beach, such as relaxing while enjoying food and drinks sold at beachside stalls. If you want to test your adrenaline, you can climb the hill between Slili Beach and Krakal Beach. By climbing to the top of the hill, from the height of the hill, you can see a truly wonderful view of the beach. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye!
Of Indonesia.
VOA listener, the Indonesian education has once again made achievements on the international level. The research team from Jenderal Sudirman University won a gold medal as well as the best award in the International Creativity Innovation category at the 2023 Malaysia Grand Invention Expo on Wednesday, November 15, 2023. The 2023 Malaysia Grand Invention Expo is a competition in the field of science and technology organized by the Indonesian Young Scientist Association in collaboration with Universiti Teknologi Mara on November 1st to the 15th, 2023. Malaysia Grand Invention Expo was attended by 63 research teams from various countries in the categories of creativity and innovation, science and technology, social sciences, and educational sciences. Jenderal Sudirman University research team that won the best award in the competition was named General's Chuchu Team. They presented the results of their research entitled The Collect Optimization of Corn Hair Extract and Chlorella vulgaris combined with stevia plants as functional jelly for diabetes mellitus control. Listener, their research was inspired by a health problem that most people often suffer from, namely diabetes mellitus. Diabetes has become one of the 5 non-communicable diseases with the most sufferers in Indonesia. Data from the World Health Organization shows that Indonesia is the country with the 4th largest number of diabetes mellitus sufferers in the world after India, China, and the United States, with an estimated number of sufferers reaching 21.3 million people in 2030. The research, which was awarded a gold medal, succeeded in introducing the Collect product as a form of utilizing corn hair waste, which is quite abundant, with a combination of Chlorella vulgaris microalgae, which can be consumed to help control blood sugar levels, which has proven to be effective at an affordable price for all levels of society. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Planes fly over my head, drawing lines in the sky, destined to be forgotten. The words you dare to say, that left the clouds in my eyes, won't hold to be forgiven. Can't you see it in my face, the struggle and the grace, some things I cannot hide. We're dodging bullets with this game, but the pleasure and the pain are only there.
Of Indonesia.
VOA listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Anugerah Terindah Yang Pernah Kumiliki by Paksi Band. The song was composed by Eros Chandra and popularized by Indonesian band from Yogyakarta, Sheila on 7. The song, which was released in 1999, is Sheila on 7's debut in the self-titled album. The song tells about someone who is very grateful for the presence of the loved one. Well, listener, here is the song by Paksi Band, Anugerah Terindah Yang Pernah Kumiliki.
Hidupku
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. pernah terjadi.